Welcome to PRSA, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PRSA, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like, or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PRSA. This is the award-winning podcast for the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. And I'm your host, Veronica Sofer. I have the opportunity to sponsor this podcast and introduce you to some of our amazing members that we have here in PRSA in our Houston chapter. And our focus is making sure that we get to know each other, stay caught up, make sure our network is growing so that we can support each other in all of our efforts here in the Houston area. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get this episode started, but I'm going to remind you to hit subscribe. So if you are not subscribing to our podcast, make sure you hit that button. We don't want you to miss any episodes of PRSA. And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments so my guests and I can be sure to connect with you. So with that, we are going to bring on the amazing Bridgette Holden. Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, Veronica. Hi, good to see you today.
It's so great to see you again. It's a new year and you always have some fantastic updates on what you're doing in your business, in your public relations business. And so I love hearing from you, because I know that you've got insights, and quite honestly, it's an inspiration to see someone out there getting it done. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, a lot has been going on in January. It hadn't even gotten February yet, and I've done so many things in 2024. Oh,
that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, remind folks about your agency and your focus area, and then update us on everything that's been going on.
So, the name of my company is She Bridges PR. It's a play off my name. My middle name is Shalise, S-H-E, and then Bridgette. So She Bridges PR, bridging the gap between you and the media. I have done everything from fashion, beauty, sports, entertainment, politics, and nonprofits. It's always fun. And to catch you up, I am now a campaign manager.
Okay.
Started out just for PR, and then ended up being the actual campaign manager. So that's just something that is a whole different animal, if you will. I'd done it, I think, in 2010 and 2011, kind of stopped dealing with politics because I don't know who's worse, politicians or celebrities. You know what I mean?
Yep, I'm with you.
Very cutthroat. And so I was just kind of like, no, I just kind of want to do the PR and the branding for your brand. And then someone kind of said that, they were like, no, I didn't agree to that. And then she was like, well, would you? And I was just kind of like, ah. So I did, because I believe in the candidate. Yeah, not just because, you know, I like her, but I really believe in the change she wants. And so I took that on with two clients still. I'm still representing Sisters Network. It's going on 4 years now, which is really good. They're a nonprofit organization for African-American women who have breast cancer. And this year is their 30th year as an organization. And nice. The founder, Karen Jackson, is a 31-year, four-time breast cancer survivor.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's exciting.
Thank you. So wow. I'm excited for her and the organization as well. So this year is really big for them. Especially, you know, it's history, you know, and so really excited about getting them out there, you know, doing some things and letting people know that they've been around for 30 years helping women, you know, African-American women who have breast cancer, been diagnosed in the communities. Plus, they have over 30 chapters around the United States as well. So they are the largest and only African-American chapter, for breast cancer for women who have other chapters around the country.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's fantastic. That's so, what I love about you is that you are so connected to your purpose, and it shows up in your business, right? I mean, even just your portfolio of clients. So speak to us a little bit about what that's like, and I'll give you some context. I was talking to a young entrepreneur mm-hmm. who was struggling with some of the business that was coming in, and she was just feeling really misaligned. And mm-hmm. as a comms person, she had some dilemmas there. And I thought, you know, you get to a point in your career, but it has to be intentional. And then you get to a point in your business, especially your agency, where you have to draw the line of what you can do mm-hmm. Ethically and feel like the work is aligned to your values. So talk to me a little bit about that. Because every time you talk, I always hear you feel so connected to the message and the work.
Well, you know, for me, I do, and this may sound kind of cliche, if you will. However, you know, I think the last time I told you I was raised overseas. And mm-hmm. so I've traveled all over the world, if you will, just about, and seeing different cultures and different people helped me, I feel like, you know, from my childhood to kind of accept and have a an appreciation for different walks of life, different cultures, different areas of expertise, different, you know, professions and things like that. So now it has to resonate with me, first of all, Monica. Yeah. If it doesn't resonate, then I can't do it, because I have turned down work and referred them to other, you know, publicists, just because energy or what they were doing, or if it was a conflict of interest. But I'm just one that I love a challenge, if you will. I love experiencing different things. And so if I know I can do it, I just do it. And if I sit there and think about it, then there's the pressure and the overwhelming and stuff like that. But I have been, and I feel like this is part of my dad, there was never a problem. What's mm-hmm. the solution? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, because he was an officer, and so he didn't have time to mope around and think about the problem. And that's a trait that I've picked up from him, although he says I'm stubborn. Okay. Exactly. There's some truth to that as well. We'll deny that. However, just being able to look at things for what they are, and in that situation, and it's a gift I really feel like I have, because I just problem solve. Mm-hmm. I don't think about, you know, the issue, if you will. It's like, what can we do to, you know, solve this? And I say that because taking on, you know, this campaign, because, you know, being a campaign manager in politics is like almost all of your time. And I have surprised myself that I've really been able to, you know, compartmentalize everything and put things in perspective. And there is no problem, if you will. You know, mm-hmm. if you look at it as a problem, it's a problem. So I just look at solutions. But I love being versatile. I love that about myself. I mean, look at this.
I love it. I tried today, but I couldn't guess as good as I got today. But yeah, I was trying.
But we have on pink, so we got the memo.
That's true. We did.
So, but anyway, it's just after this, you know, and going through that with, because trust me, I had some comments that were not very positive, you know, about my hair. And then now it's my brand, it's my signature. So going through that, I don't know. I just feel like I like to take on different challenges, and it's fun for me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is, it's gotta be enjoyable, and it's gotta fill your bucket. So, I think that that's important. What are some, other things that you think, if someone's looking at making a transition into doing more of what you're doing with publicity, or maybe a small boutique agency, what are some things they need to be thinking about as they're leaving their corporate space or leaving their traditional, you know, PR setup?
So I'm going to tell you something that I heard from watching Jay, I forget his name, but he used to be a monk, and now he has a podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
And he was interviewing this young lady who's a billionaire. I'm sorry, her name escapes me at the moment. But she was part of the Skims line with Kim Kardashian. And now she's a billionaire. And she said something that really resonated with me. And she said that people always will tell you, or they have the saying, stay in your lane. And she said, if I would have stayed in my lane, I wouldn't have been able to do this or do that and perfect it. Some things are perfected, but some things I had the knowledge because I chose to get out of my lane. Mm. And so with that, I do that. I've done that and didn't realize I was doing that. And so I would tell people to make sure you expand your horizons, mm-hmm. you know, not just go above and beyond, but expand your horizons and try different things until you kind of find something that you're good at or that you like. And always, this is one thing I always say, reinvent yourself reinvent your company, your business. You have to do a SWOT analysis, if you will, mm-hmm. either at the first of the year, every quarter, just so you can kind of stay on point, you know, and set little goals for yourself as you go through the year, the month, the week. Don't get anything too overwhelming, because, you know, the saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, you know, and always have fun. Because when it's fun, you're never working.
That's right. That's right. And do you find it challenging? You know, what size is your team? Do you have a team? You bring in a couple of folks, or is it...
So I have contractors, and then I'm about to bring back on an assistant. Now, before the pandemic, I was solid. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. So now, you know, and being a little gun shy because people are kind of different now as far as working and different things of that nature. So I do have people that I bring in for certain projects, and now I'm taking that plunge again and bringing on an assistant starting in February. So I've really just had to put my head down and grind, if you will. Mm-hmm. But the challenge has been to make sure I balance it. I'm a Libra. Yeah. I have to be balanced. Yep. So balance, work, and play, I'm off. And so I've done pretty good. However, now that things are picking up again, it's time to bring someone else into the fold to help, you know, with just little things. And that makes a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It gets that work off your plate so you can focus on the strategy and some of those other things. Exactly. Yeah. And so we do have a lot of younger professionals in our chapter, and we've got a very active PRSSA chapter. So what advice do you have for folks looking to get into the industry? They maybe are looking for internships, or they're applying for their first jobs as graduation is on the horizon. What advice do you have for them?
So as we're, you know, making that plunge, you know, I would tell them to not be afraid. For one, and to thine own self be true. Mm. If it's something that you really think you're good at, go for it. You know, even if you have, so we as women, if we don't have one or two of the qualifications, then we say, oh, we're not qualified. Right. However, men, if they have 10 of the qualifications and two or whatever, they will still apply.
Yes.
You know, and I want, you know, these young ladies or young men, sorry, people who are getting out of college to, you know, make sure that be confident. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. Mm-hmm. Because whether you believe you can or cannot, it's true.
Yeah. So true. Mindset. I love it. I love it. I love mindset. And it's true. We've got to just visualize what our future is. And if we know we want to be PR people or publicity, if you want to work with celebrities, if you want to work with athletes, number one, connect with Bridgette first. Two, believe you can, because they need good comms people who can see the strategy and align messages. And it's well within reach for anyone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. Well, Bridgette, how can people connect with you? What's the best way for people to learn about what's going on with you and your business? Are you on LinkedIn? What are your handles?
So I'm on everything. So LinkedIn, it's Bridgette Holden and She Bridges PR. And like I said, with the rebranding, I changed my Instagram to The Fashionable Publicist. But nice. So for those who don't know, I'm very, very much into fashion. And so it's PR is what I do. Fashion is who I am. So
I love it.
I decided, yeah, because it was like everybody was, oh, you're always so fashionable. So yeah. So that's one Instagram. Then I have another Instagram. This is me, Bridgette. If you want to follow me there, I'm also on TikTok. This is me, Bridgette. What is it? X now? I'm still trying to get used to.
Yeah.
It's She Bridges _ PR, and then Facebook, She Bridges PR, and then also Bridgette Holden. If you guys
love it. Yes. And we'll make sure all the handles are in the show notes. So if anyone wants to connect with you, they can just click, because I know that when you walk in a room, especially at a PRSA event, people are going to want to connect with you and ask all the questions, because your brand is very visible and I love it.
Thank you so much. Oh, I just wanted to say, Veronica, that I am on the cover of the Houston Defender as one of the Black professionals, you know, because of her hair. So it's me,
it.
Edwards from Fox 26, and Sekonda Joseph, who's, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement mm-hmm. in Houston. And it was just amazing. We didn't know that we were on the cover. And I was just like, ah, so that's been huge for me this week.
I love it. I love it. Because we have to be able to publicize what we're doing, too.
Exactly.
And I tell people all the time, if you're not telling your story, nobody else is going to. So
exactly. That's what I say. Yep.
I'm with you, girl. All right. Well, it was so good to chat with you again. I always love visiting, and I can't wait to see you in person.
Same here, Veronica. Have a great day, and thank you so much for having me.
You bet. You bet. All right, everybody. Bridgette Holden, you have got to connect with her. She's fantastic. Her content that she puts out is also phenomenal. If you are looking to connect with more members in our Houston chapter of PRSA, then make sure you listen to as many episodes of PRSA as you can. Get to know people. Send them a message, get in their DMs and get to know them, because when we meet in person, it's awesome to already have that connection made. So with that, we're going to wrap up this episode of PRSA. Make sure you drop us some comments if you are listening on, or drop us some comments if you are watching on LinkedIn or Facebook. Bridgette and I will be happy to connect with you, and then make sure you hit subscribe. So with that, we're going to end this episode, and we will catch you next time.